What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. All right, getting on back over to Israel. Apparently, Israel is trying to arrest or abduct, depending upon who you ask, the governor of occupied Jerusalem, Adnan Geith. And apparently yesterday there was a confrontation between Israeli soldiers and protesting the imprisonment of the governor. And the soldiers and police fired dozens of concussion grenades at the protesters, assaulted many of them with clubs and batons, causing many to suffer various cuts and bruises. The soldiers also attacked and injured another Palestinian identified as Jawad Siam before taking him away in arrest. Now, Israel, everybody's ramping up. Everybody knows an age of war is upon us here. But apparently, Israel is holding a 10-day exercise to practice fighting Hamas and Hezbollah both at the same time. So they're gearing up for a multi-front war here. Apparently, so far this year, Israel has detained 900 Palestinian children. And it's important to remember, they're simply arrested and taken away. There's no trial, there's no lawyer, there's no family visitation. They just grab them. And many of them are being tortured. Okay, here is a story. This gets on the follow-up to last week's revelation that the Pentagon, after its first ever audit, basically failed the audit. And the attitude coming from the Pentagon was lackadaisical. They would just say, we never thought we were going to pass it. Well, according to this article that's appearing in Mint Press, or at least according to this Inspector General's report, the Pentagon couldn't account for $6.5 trillion worth of Army General Fund transactions and data. And I don't know if this is in addition to the money that Donald Rumsfeld told us. I'm not even sure, given how badly the auditing went, if this is even an accurate number. It could be far, far worse. Well, what do you do when you have a Defense Department that is just losing money hand over fist? Well, if you're Eric S. Edelman and Gary Rohlhead, you write a report from the Commission on National Defense Strategies, just released this report, Providing for the Common Defense, and basically saying that there have to be massive U.S. military spending increases. As much money as they already have, they want more. Gotta have more. Gotta have more of your money. And we promise this time we'll keep much better track of where it's all going. Okay. All right. Israel wants to have a gas pipeline to sell gas that it's currently harvesting from under the Golan to Europe. That pipeline right-of-way originally was planned to go through Syria, and Assad's refusal was one of the incidents that led to the war. But apparently, Israel has another right-of-way all set up, and the United Arab Emirates has invested $100 million in this project to pipe natural gas to Europe. And apparently there's a company based in Abu Dhabi for the pipeline project, which is internationally known to be unique given its record length as well as the extreme depths it would be laid toward Europe. So they're taking it basically underwater for most of the path here. And the Israeli media is describing this as historic. Okay. And so Israel has signed a multilateral deal over the scheme called the East Med Pipeline Project with Greece, Italy, and Cyprus. And the European Union also supports the project. Now, obviously, Europe right now is very dependent on Russian gas. That's something you don't want to be doing if you're planning on provoking a war. All righty. Now, George Soros. George Soros is out there, you know, guy who broke the Bank of Britain, helped the Nazis find his fellow Jews. Apparently, somebody whispered in his ear because he dumped his Facebook and Netflix stocks just before they dipped. And by doing so, the Soros Management Fund saved $17.7 million bailing out of those stocks. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, yes, you were talking about is things are pointing towards there's going to be a war. There's a guy that I followed for quite a while. He's an economic pundit or whatever you want to call him, named Dan Collins. He's been a regular guest for on Max Kaiser for a long time. And he always impressed me as a no-nonsense type of guy. He just talked about, because he lived in China. He was an expat, lived in China, expert on China. And anyway, but now he's back. I saw him yesterday. He's back in America now, and he made the comment that not only him, but some of the other expats that have lived in China for a long time and made money are getting out of China because they think there's a more and more of a chance that a hot war will break out between America and China. So that kind of opened my eyes, because this guy is not, he doesn't just say stuff for the hell of it most of the time, I think.
Yeah, to me it's very obvious. There's this New World Order plan, the One World Government plan. The U.S. is central to it. We know that going back to the Project for the New American Century. And for the people who want a One World Government, they're not thinking in terms of who wins or loses as long as everybody is crushed down to the point where they're going to say, you know, yes, we'll bow down to the One World Government. Where that's going to be, we don't really know. Obviously, a lot of Americans think it should be headquartered in the United States. Israel wants it in Jerusalem. And I think there are countries that would be perfectly happy if the U.S. and Russia and China nuked each other off the surface of the planet, because it would open up their options for the future. I think Israel certainly would have no problem with Russia and the U.S. nuking each other, because with their nuclear arsenal, they would then be in charge of the Middle East. And through that Middle East oil, they'd be in economic charge of pretty much the rest of the planet.
Just tell me this. I wonder what's going to happen to me. I'm sitting over there in my condo in the Philippines, and there's Chinese people actually live next door to me. A lot of Chinese live there, too, in my building even, and all over the Philippines. And everybody else is over there, Americans, Germans, Australians, and everybody else. What's going to happen if there's a war that breaks out there, I wonder, between China and America, hostilities break out? Will the airplane leave on time?
You know, obviously the U.S. is going to ramp up their fortifications and weapons and use the Philippines as a forward base, the same as they would do on Guam. And I imagine we'd see a lot of that here. In fact, without going into details, obviously, hearing a lot of training flights going on overhead over this holiday weekend.
I mean, I just wondered, it seems to me China could just might decide to occupy the Philippines all of a sudden. I don't know what's going to happen, you know.
It could happen. I mean, Japan occupied the Philippines during World War II.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not safe here in Iowa either. I'm pretty close to Offutt Air Force Base and other Air Force bases. You're not safe anywhere. If there's a war that breaks out, it doesn't make any difference where you are. And I just can't understand, like your other caller said, What's wrong with these people? What? Why do they want to? I mean, their families are probably going to get blown up too. A lot of them, but they keep on.
You're forgetting how groupthink works. I mean, these are people who are sitting around and they've been having these discussions for years about a new world order and how we're going to fight the war. And they basically talk themselves into believing that nuclear war is winnable. And of course, anytime a war starts out, one side is convinced they're going to win. And of course, 50% of them are wrong. But I think that's what's really going on, that there are people inside our government who are convinced that the war is winnable, and they're just going to, and yes, there are going to be losses, but that's what war brings. But obviously, these people really think they can pull this off, or they wouldn't be taking these steps.
Okay, well, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, you know, hearing a lot of talk about, you know, how the Trump has decided that he's basically, you know, he's not going to really do anything or even say anything really against Saudi Arabia for the killing of Khashoggi and all, you know, and people are just all kinds of twisted and upset over this. And I'm asking the question, okay, the people over there in Saudi Arabia that you're referring to killed Khashoggi or Khashoggi or whatever, however you pronounce it.
Khashoggi.
Yeah, I ain't got my teeth in, so I got the excuse.
Okay.
But, you know, the people who they claim killed Khashoggi, well, those are the leaders of Saudi Arabia. Okay, well, let me ask you a question, people. You want Donald Trump to punish him? Just exactly how do you expect the leader of one country to punish the leader of the other country? Whatever happened to protect your borders? Whatever happened to not cross over your borders? Whatever happened to, like, mind your own damn business?
Well, I think what people are looking at is the fact that Donald Trump has been imposing sanctions on other countries as a form of punishment for not doing what the U.S. says, including sanctions against Russia for their alleged role in the Skripal affair. And I think a lot of people were saying we should have some sanctions against Saudi Arabia. And as I was mentioning before, Saudi Arabia is critically important to our economy. It's critically important to the oil markets. It is a key ally. And for that reason, Donald Trump's decision, as morally troubling as it may be, was pretty much the only one he could make.
Yeah, and you know, as far as sanctions and such, you know, people need to realize sanctions are considered an act of war. How many
wars
think we can fight? We're going to lose. We need to stop this. We are in an unwinnable situation. Any one of these countries that we have these sanctions against?
Yeah.
If they say, screw your sanctions, we don't care, that's it, we're done.
It's already starting to happen. Countries are moving to use their own domestic currencies. They're bypassing the dollar. They're bypassing SWIFT.
And here's something else, Mike. I want to throw this out to you. Look at Bitcoin right now. Now, there's this, can't think of his name right off the top of my head, but there's this guy that's talking about he's calling for Bitcoin to be like up at 400 or whatever by the end of this year. Or 4,000, or whatever it is by the end of this year. But if you look at the markets, it shows Bitcoin in the middle of a crash of sorts. And so,
yes.
Look at that. But then you kind of have to wonder, we're getting reports that banks all around the country are installing and setting up Bitcoin trading stations. Now, if Bitcoin is crashing right now, but the banks are setting up these Bitcoin stations. Have we not seen this twice in this country already? The last time we saw this led to the Great Depression. The first time we saw this was, what was it, back in the 1800s when the banks called in loans on houses? We saw this happening before. We've seen this happen twice, where stocks crash and banks make bank. We kind of have to wonder, is this just coincidental that Bitcoin is crashing at the same time banks are setting up their stations? Or do the banks know something that we don't know?
Could very well be. I think Wall Street and the banks like Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general because they're a hot item and they're very volatile. And that means there's the possibility of a fast buck. But you're right. The cryptos right now are in a minor meltdown. If you look at how much they've lost since the market top, you'll see this wasn't really a good idea. But if the banks can find customers to buy them and sell them, then, yeah, they're going to go ahead and do that and just make more money.
Yeah, it just kind of gets me wondering, you know, because history does tend to repeat itself. Anyway, thanks, Mike. We'll talk again later.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And let me close a couple of windows. I'm trying to do too much at the same time. All right, phone lines are open. So feel free to call on in, 800-313-9443. Speaking of the cryptos, Bitcoin is down to 3,738. And according to this article, which came out of Wall Street, it's saying the whole crypto scam appears to be melting down. Now, on December 17th, 2017, Bitcoin's market cap was at $333 billion, and it's now down to $64.9 billion. Right now, it's costing people more in terms of the electric bill and the computers to mine bitcoins than the bitcoins are actually worth. All right, remember a year ago, Donald Trump was promising his tax cuts were going to save U.S. jobs. Oh, that it were so. General Motors just laid off 15,000 workers. And apparently the CEO of GM is scheduled to have a meeting with one of the White House economic advisors. I think it's Kerdlow, to try and figure out what they're going to be doing. And unfortunately, these 14,700 workers are here in the United States. So apparently they're shutting down a production facility just outside Youngstown, Ohio. And it was only a year ago Donald Trump was out there saying jobs were coming back to the area. Well, Don, sorry. Didn't work on out. Over in Great Britain, they're looking at the longest fall in living standards for over 60 years. This is coming out of a think tank called the Resolution Foundation. And it said data released in the budget showed the British are families suffering the biggest squeeze in their finances since the 1950s. So a lot of people are starting to look at Britain's imminent Brexit and Merkel's decline as signaling a power shift in the European Union. And over in Italy, Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini has basically declared himself the leader of Europe's future. He's refusing to budge one inch in negotiations with the EU over Italy's budget, now threatening to take down the government. And, of course, he's speaking for the Italians. He's speaking for that European population who see what the EU is morphing into, and they do not like it. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extenovite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, for those of you wishing to support Republic Broadcasting, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. The phone number where you can call in with a debit or credit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during normal business hours, and extension 3 at all other times here. Apparently, Nikki Haley over at the UN Security Council succeeded in blocking Russia's emergency meeting to discuss what Ukraine had done. So it's getting serious over there. Let's take a phone call from Terry in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I got an idea. I want to know what you think about it. What do you think about having a guest from Frontside on your show to answer questions? I go to the website and I go to RBN website. It's not really clear what you get with that $500 donation. And, you know, John talks about all the courses that are available and all that sort of thing. Well, first of all, people are going to hear that, and they're not going to pull up the website because they mean to, but they just never get around to it. And then if you had somebody on your show for maybe an hour or whatever to answer questions and explain what the whole program's about, I think that'd be very helpful. You know, that would, you know, I would probably lean towards that, but I'm not sure I'd do it unless I got, you know, got a clarification on what's included.
That's a very, very good idea, and I'm hoping that Mike is jotting this down to hand to John Stadmiller when John steps into the studio a little bit later. But in general, if you go to the Front Sight Academy website, they've got videos there of all the ranges, and they teach everything about gun safety. First of all, just gun safety itself, care and maintenance of the weapon, standard target shooting, and then as you get more advanced, they actually have courses that simulate real life. And basically, like the ad says, it's a lifetime membership. You can keep going back there year after year after year after year and keep taking the courses. So, yeah. Terry, thank you very much for the phone call. It's an excellent idea. And we're going to let you go here. Okay. Speaking of the United Nations, as you know, they have been pushing this migration pact to basically mandate that migrants are allowed to cross borders anywhere in the world. And it was being, you know, promoted by the open borders people and the globalists and everyone said, oh, this is going to be a great idea. It's going to be a great idea. Well, actually, a lot of countries are now having second thoughts. And the latest one to back off and say, I don't think so, is Slovakia. Now, the Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration was approved in July in a symbolic vote by all 193 member UN nations except the United States. The Migration Pact is due to be formally ratified next month. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. But a lot of these countries that voted yes in July, they're now saying they will not sign it. They want to go back to closed borders here. George Soros Open Society Foundation is about to shut down its operations over in Turkey. And they're saying basically groundless claims and speculation are hindering its work. Basically, Turkish President Erdogan has accused Soros of stoking protests to divide the country. And of, he's also accusing Soros of controlling the Turkish opposition figure, Osman Kavala. So that's getting tense over there. Alrighty, over in the, let's see, The Economist. There's an article out basically talking about what a threat Donald Trump has become to the New World Order. And apparently they're quoting some of the Rothschilds saying what a danger it is to have an American president who despises the international norms and disparages free trade and flirts with abandoning America's essential role to maintaining the global legal order. This is in The Economist, and that's a serious magazine. Note right there where they're saying the United States is going to be the center of the global legal order. I don't think for much longer, mostly because the global legal order seems to favor the United States, whether it's Bretton Woods or things like that. To me, the U.S. is a nation in decline. No question about it. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Life- Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Okay, welcome back to our show here. And again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. A little bit of good news out there in California. The Camp Fire, which is the deadliest wildfire in California history, is now 100% contained. It's been burning for 2 weeks, and it killed at least 85 people. 249 are on a list of those who are still unaccounted for, and the fire burned 154,000 acres and destroyed nearly 14,000 homes. And the fingers are pointing all over the place. As you know, PG&E has admitted that they had an event on a high powered tension line just right where the fire started. And of course, fingers are now pointing back at Governor Jerry Brown, because he vetoed a bill that would have mandated better safety measures for those cables. And fingers are also pointing at Jerry Brown for setting up an environmental policy of allowing the woods to go back to nature, to grow wild, rather than managing them properly. So Trump is correct. Yeah, this was the California government let this one get out of control. All right, we have a caller on the line. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. A couple of things. Regarding the Saudi reporter that was murdered, from what I read, the CIA knew that the Saudis were planning on killing him. This is my question. Why didn't the CIA warn the reporter and even try to protect him?
It may be. I still think the reason there was such a big deal made about his death, given that there have been some 70 journalists killed so far this year and nobody talks about them. I think this was a setup to try and force Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman out of power, and it's failed.
Okay.
And I think that's, yeah, I think that's what happened here.
Okay. The other question, you know, you always talk about Julian Assange, and your question is this: where is the Australian government? How come, you know, they aren't saying anything about their citizens? How come they're not trying to protect them? You know, do you have an idea of why they aren't?
I imagine diplomatic pressure has been applied by the United States on Australia to basically zip their lip. What's really ironic about this is Assange took refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy because of those bogus sexual assault charges, which have now been withdrawn. The only reason he cannot step out on the streets is the British authorities are going to arrest him and ship him to the United States to face whatever this unsealed indictment is. And I think the U.S. intention here is to make an example out of him because the U.S. government can't live with all the secrets that are leaking out. And there are secrets leaking out all over the place, and not just through WikiLeaks, it's to the media. Trump's White House has been leaking to the media. It's almost time to call it the white colander. It's got so many holes in it. But I think, again, Assange, Trump the other day made this incredible statement that he doesn't know much about Julian Assange, which is odd because during the 2016 campaign, Trump talked about him a lot and what a wonderful thing WikiLeaks was. And Trump has got to remember that it was WikiLeaks' release of those DNC emails that played a large part in Trump getting that Oval Office. And Trump seems to have turned his back on Assange and the independent media as a whole. Trump has not stepped up as equal access net neutrality gets whittled away from us. He's not standing up to all of these corporate social media platforms that are openly practicing censorship. And so I don't have high hopes that Assange is going to do very well out of this. I would like to see Trump write him a pardon. I don't think it's going to happen.
Right. And the final question, what is the status with Edwin Snowden? You don't hear anything about it.
He pops up in the media every once in a while. I think he had a couple of interviews going into the midterm elections about the need for voting integrity and better security. But as far as I know, I think he's still living in Russia with his girlfriend.
Okay.
And maybe she's his wife by now. But yeah, I think Edward Snowden would rather just sort of fade away.
Okay. All right. Well, Michael, thank you very much. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. Yeah, I never got the sense that Edward Snowden wanted to be famous. I think he just wanted to get this information out to Glenn Greenwald and make it public because the U.S. government was doing bad things, which is what whistleblowing is all about. But I never got the sense that he was seeking any kind of fame. As far as Julian Assange is concerned, again, if Trump doesn't pardon him, it's going to be a major betrayal. And I understand why that indictment, at least were being leaked. The indictment is all about what happened back with Chelsea Manning and that that video from the helicopter that showed civilians being chain gunned. They don't want to go near that email server. That's the third rail of modern American politics right now. Okay, over in Alabama, there was this incident last Thursday where there was a shooting in a mall over there, and police gave chase to a suspect and shot him and killed him And they've now had to basically come on out and say, we think we got the wrong guy. So the Hoover Police Department released a statement claiming they had engaged, shot, and killed the 21-year-old suspect in a mall shooting that left an 18-year-old man and a 12-year-old girl wounded on the night of Thanksgiving. You know, that shopping craziness, I guess. So people believe that the suspect, Amantic Fitzgerald Bradford, was involved somehow, but they're not exactly sure. And the officers thought he was carrying a handgun. Now they don't know what it was. It could have been a cell phone. Could have been a text message. The bargains are over here. Anyway, they're apologizing to the family. And I imagine it's going to be a huge, huge lawsuit. But it's very alarming how the police are not checking their targets. They're just shooting at anything that moves. The police are becoming more dangerous than the criminals. And aren't they supposed to be using their tasers or something? Apparently, over in South Dakota, there is legislation working its way through the system that would allow people to carry concealed handguns without a permit. And this is expected to take off once GOP Governor-elect Kristi Noem takes office in January. Now, the legislation languished under retiring Republican Governor Dennis Daugaard, but Noem in her campaign offered support for the so-called constitutional carry law. GOP State Senator-elect Lynn DeSanto, who as a member of the State House of Representatives sponsored a permitless concealed carry bill that Daugaard vetoed, said such legislation is likely in the upcoming session. She's optimistic about its prospects. And I think Second Amendment is pretty much an absolute. We're allowed to have guns. But I am in agreement that there has to be some kind of screening for people who are on prescription psychiatric medication, because there are too many cases where people on these medications are committing senseless acts of violence with firearms. Virtually every one of the mass shooters the gun grabbers wag at us were either on or withdrawing from these medications. And it's when you're withdrawing from them that the danger is greatest, that you're going to have some kind of an event. Alrighty, now over in Great Britain, the government is seizing thousands of documents Facebook tried to keep secret. They're being described as potentially explosive and link back to Facebook's role in the Cambridge Analytica data mining scandal. That was the point at which people began to realize Facebook was more than just a communication system. And according to The Guardian, the documents were initially obtained during a legal discovery process by the now defunct U.S. software company 643, which is currently suing Facebook. And apparently, The Guardian is reporting they invoked a rare parliamentary mechanism that compelled 643's founder, who was on a business trip in London, to hand over the documents, which contain significant revelations about Facebook decisions on data and privacy controls that led to the Cambridge Analytica scandal. And apparently these documents include confidential emails between senior executives and correspondence with Zuckerberg himself. So they're going to be digging into that one a little bit. All righty. We've talked about Common Core a lot on this program and how bad it appeared to be. Now, because we had a neighbor that was working for the company implementing it here in Honolulu, I got to see some of the inside stuff. Believe it or not, teachers are told not to show parents or guardians the curriculum. They're not allowed to see what's being taught in there. But apparently, over at Accountability Works, a gentleman named Ted Rebarber had been studying Common Core, and described it as the worst large-scale educational failure in 40 years. And apparently they were talking this up at a Heritage Foundation event last week about how Common Core has not only damaged public school education, but has presented obstacles to real school choice. People who want to take their kids out of Common Core. And Rebarber was saying this was all being driven by the allure of standards-based education reforms. In other words, we're going to say you're educated when you pass these specific tests. And these tests became the blueprint around which schools organized their teaching, their day-to-day academic operations. Basically, they were teaching the kids to take tests and not much else. And the other problem here is that schools that are private but being operated on taxpayer-funded vouchers, because they're getting taxpayer funds, they have to adopt Common Core as well, or something very much aligned to it. So school choice is just, it's not there anymore. And the report here basically saying, you're really better off homeschooling your kid, or let your kid go to Common Core, and then when he gets home, just say, that's the wrong way to do math, because it is. We've seen it out there on the web. The way they were teaching mathematics, it's like they wanted to cripple the kids from being able to solve mathematical equations effectively again. All righty. As you know, this last holiday weekend was Thanksgiving. Friday was Black Friday. We're already seeing videos of crazed crowds at the local shopping mall. I have to wonder how much of that is staged as part of the propaganda to get everybody to just scramble into the store and just whip up the frenzy. But the way I hear it is they're actually, it wasn't as good a Black Friday as they wanted. And again, they're blaming online sales for that. But people just don't have money. People just do not have money. But apparently some people did get hurt with all this Black Friday nonsense. And, of course, today is Cyber Monday, where they're out there pushing the computers as hard as they can. What really made it kind of complex over the weekend for people trying to get back home from Thanksgiving was a major, major blizzard in the upper Midwest. And it was heavy snow, strong winds. A lot of flights were canceled. Apparently Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports were dealing with a huge amount of snow on this busy day. 6 to 12 inches of snow expected from the middle Mississippi Valley to the Great Lakes. Parts of Illinois experienced whiteout conditions, 45-mile-per-hour gusts, and up to 2 inches of snow per hour. Heavy snow hit the Chicago metro area later on Sunday. And apparently there is another one of these cold fronts heading on in. So prepare accordingly. Alrighty, story coming on out here. Apparently this Thanksgiving blizzard of this year broke a lot of previous cold and snow records. And they're okay, but apparently there is a second Arctic front going to come on in literally to southern Mexico and Cuba. And we're still technically in autumn. We're not yet in winter. There have been a lot of cases lately where it is getting so cold so quickly that life that would normally be migrating southward has been caught on the ground and in the oceans and is being found frozen to death. And story out of 12160.info, apparently sea turtles are being found frozen to death. So it is getting much colder. We're definitely heading into a grand solar minimum. And by the way, according to this article out of investors.com, We have had 2 years of record-breaking global cooling. Not only is the Earth cooling, it is cooling very, very rapidly. And apparently, working in real clear markets, Aaron Brown looked at the official NASA global temperature data and noticed from February 2016 to February 2018, global average temperatures dropped by a little over half a degree Celsius. Now, that is a lot. All right, we're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel: great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer: it works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And over the break, I was looking at the Fox News feed, and apparently Barbara Streisand is back out there dissing on women who support Donald Trump, saying that they don't have confidence in their own thoughts. And I mean, come on, Babs. The midterms are over. the next election is 2 years away. Are we really going to have to listen to more of this constantly? I mean, doesn't Fox News have something more newsworthy to talk about? And this idea that you're going to insult women into supporting a Democrat, well, they tried that in 2016, and it did not work. Besides, I don't think you're going to have to worry about Trump in 2020. I think he's self-destructing right in front of us. Now, he is doing a good job down on that border. So far, only a few of the illegal migrant horde, whatever you want to call them, have gotten through. Unfortunately, the government of Mexico is cooperating. They're starting to do deportations from their side. But the corporate media is running this all over the place. Somebody just sent me this montage of tweets from all the major media organizations, and they're all using that same photo of this woman and children running away from the tear gas. And by the way, they're not actually in the tear gas. It's way, way behind them. So I'm in agreement with those who think it was a staged shot here. Now, here's an interesting little story. There is this senator, or was this senator, Jose R. Peralta. And not too long ago, he was promoting flu shots on Twitter. Then he went to get the flu shot and immediately came down with symptoms of the flu. And he died on the 21st of November. It was reported in the New York Times here. And they're trying to say it was septic shock, because apparently, if you have a vaccine for an illness and you get that illness, which we have seen happen, measles, mumps, possibly even polio, but you never let the public know about it, it would damage the sales. And sales are what are important here. Amazing. Now, there's a little bit of controversial experiment that's going on here over in China, or has gone on. Apparently, at the Southern University of Science and Technology in Shenzhen, they have created genetically altered babies, genetically edited, primarily to eliminate a gene called CCR5, which in theory will make the babies resistant to HIV, smallpox, and cholera. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.